This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the solution. Once you get informed, right, you engage, you get what you need, and then you become part of the solution. And you become part of the solution by sharing your information, sharing what you learned with others. Sharing what you learned with the, you know, the nay-nay people who don't believe anything that you have to say for any reason that you say it. It's always been amazing. It doesn't matter what you give them. It doesn't matter what reality you give them. None of that matters to them. Whatever the ideology is, whatever they get in their head, whatever comes between their ears that they believe to be true is true. End of discussion. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, on the air, in the chat room, being involved, being engaged. You know, I'm going to hit this one of these days. I'm not going to do it now. I'm doing a little tease. And part of that tease is interesting. So, I don't know, you guys remember Jazz, the transgender boy, a girl, I guess, you know, when you go from male to female, anyhow. Jazz was caught up in all the hype, all the excitement, being the first one or the first young one that they were following around and doing all this. And mom was militant about the fact that Jazz had decided at 5 years old that Jazz was not a boy but a girl at 5 years old. Are you hearing me? 5 years old, not really even understanding or knowing what the difference is, but 5 years old. And Jazz was in this whole thing and being, and years, goes back years. I've been hearing about Jazz for, I don't know, 10, 12 years now. Recently, and when I say recently, Jazz has had a change of heart, right? Jazz has actually come out in radio interviews, TV interviews, when she can get them, and said, I made a mistake. Now, you won't hear this because they've turned on Jazz, as they always do, right? I made a mistake. Became a significant influencer. Acceptance of transgender individuals. Everybody was just patting Jazz on the back. Oh, what? How courageous this is. from 5 years old. Her parents started to initiate the process from male to female. Again, I want to say it. At 5 years old. Jazz got a TLC reality show. I Am Jazz. Reaching out to all these kids that were being influenced by TikTok and her and others. Jazz also, according to the article, regrets a lot of what happened. Right? Jazz is now going through all kinds of medical issues, health issues, challenges. I mean, nobody decided to do any kind of studies on this for any length of time, what it was doing to the kids. Right? They don't care. They don't have to live with you forever. They don't have to deal with you forever. You have to deal with you forever. And you trusted your parents and others around you, right, to support you in decisions that you made at 5 years old. And now Jazz is going through, again, like I said, all kinds of health issues, all kinds of weight issues, all kinds of mental health issues. How come that's not all over the news? Even from a standpoint to say, hey, let's help Jazz. Going through a lot. How do we get Jazz the help that Jazz needs? Right? Just amazing. But Jazz now has openly said, I don't know why I did this. I should not have done this. But she had her parents and everybody around. This is where she had her parents and everyone around telling Jazz this was a great thing to do. Right? And Mom says it's just Jazz being negative. Just amazing. I mean, just amazing. And I genuinely feel bad. Because now you've got somebody who's made the medical changes that you approved, got all these things that are going on with them, all because of what you did to Jazz at 5. And Jazz now going to therapy. Says, I don't feel like me. I haven't felt like me in a long time. I need help. Big help. We'll see what Brad Dacus has to say about this when he comes on here in a few minutes. Brad Dacus, always appreciate his time with me. He'll be on in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our club.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, they were fighting words, my friend.
Fighting words.
I don't know, whatever.
Joe, see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be very, 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 just get your information right. So you're able to make a difference, in all seriousness. Anyway, I love bringing this guy on. I always tell you, you know, don't listen to guys like me from a standpoint of, I got a mic, that doesn't mean I know everything. I bring on people that have a clue. Those are the ones you should be listening to and stepping out on. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I have him on with me every week. I'll so much appreciate his time with me. And Brad, always, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program always. Thank you, Joe.
So I'm going to take a little bit of a turn on you here. I've been doing stories about, I don't know if you remember Jazz. Remember the first, one of the first very young
transgender kids. And, you know, was had Jazz had her own show and talked about, you know, transgenderism and all this stuff that Jazz was going through. And everybody knew. So apparently Jazz came out as, ready for this? Jazz came out as transgender at 4 and 5 years old. So the parents jumped on it at 4 or 5 and then started helping Jazz move forward. And now at 22 or 23, Jazz is all having mental health issues, physical health issues, never feels like her real self. And, I mean, I'm frustrated because you and I have been talking about this for a long time. You know this is the outcome of many. Got almost no counseling. How do you decide at 4 or 5 that you're transgender? Can't even spell the word, let alone know what it means. Is there any legal recourse on these doctors that blew this stuff out, on these psychologists that blew these things out?
Yeah, potentially there is. It's quite possible, assuming the statute of limitations hasn't expired, it's quite possible there could be a lawsuit against the doctor, the psychiatrist involved that made these recommendations, that signed off on them. It's just outright inhumane for this kind of a procedure, these kinds of actions to be taken with regard to a child that young and so impressionable. The parents, I know nothing about the parents, but shame on them. Shame on whatever they did for whatever reason. It was wrong, flat out wrong. Studies show that children, even at the elementary school level, if they have some kind of true gender identity dysphoria, even if they have that, if just simply left alone, the overwhelming majority of those kids will no longer have that gender confusion by the time they graduate from high school. So that's the facts. And for doctors and psychiatrists and parents to behave that way towards a 4 or 5 year old is outrageous. It's inhumane. It's not supported by the studies or the outcomes.
Yeah, just amazing. I don't know how many more kids, and they are kids when they go through this, how many more kids have to be hurt, you know, maimed, mentally abused, if you would, until we fix this. I just don't understand. Really don't.
I think it's important for people to know that there's consequences, you know, direct consequences, not just in terms of their medical, long-term health, but also, even in terms of psychology and, for example, males who have estrogen injections, just that part alone, they may feel good for about the first 2 years, feel like, oh, this feels sort of nice, but then it translates into depression, and it results in a very high suicide rate. With regards to females who want to distort themselves to be a male and take testosterone injections, which makes people very aggressive, assertive. This has attributed to violent, horrific acts of violence like we saw in Tennessee and other places where those individuals may not have, quite likely would not have acted out the way they did so violently with guns had they not been injected with this high amounts of a very aggressive hormone like testosterone. It's very sad. The stats are terrible, and it doesn't solve any physical issue. It doesn't reduce their depression rate or their suicide rate. If anything, it increases it. So it's very inhumane. I'm just waiting for society to wake up and realize we're really screwing up a lot of people. We need to bring this to a halt.
Yeah, you are definitely the optimist, okay? I don't know what to tell you. Anyway.
I know.
All right. Well, I got another good one for you. Okay. In Boston, a student who is not allowed to wear, there are only 2 gender shirts to school. This is now going to court. This is a federal appeals court. Now, the Middleborough School District didn't allow Liam Morrison, an 8th grader, to wear, said that the shirt was banned by school officials because it read there were only 2 genders. Now, I know you told me in the past that school districts can put restrictions on some of this stuff when it comes to, being worried about the safety of the kids as a whole. There are only two genders. Really? Can they really hold it? Can they really keep this kid from wearing that shirt?
I would say no, they can't, especially if, number one, the school district in the past has allowed students to have T-shirts with messaging on them, number one. And number two, especially if they have allowed shirts with the alternative messaging, i.e., you know, gay pride, you know, gay is good, you know, whatever. They can't say, well, one thought of a controversial issue is accepted. The other thought of a controversial issue is not accepted. They have no compelling state interest to justify that. If the shirt said, we need to kill blankety blanks or such and suches or whatever, that's a T-shirt calling upon criminal activity, threatening activity. But that's not what we're talking about. Here we're talking about beliefs, convictions, perspectives. And shame on that school district, and they should, I think, and I predict that they will win, the student will eventually win, whether the appellate court or the U.S. Supreme Court. That is one case I'm optimistic on the outcome. I may be disappointed, sometimes I am, but I do think it's going to turn out in the right direction, at least I hope it will.
Did we talk about the Kentucky case last week where the Ten Commandments were being ordered to be removed or were being removed from a courthouse because the freedom from religion freaks were screaming about it?
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Let's hit on that, because I do not understand how the Supreme Court can say no way, no how when they've got the Ten Commandments behind them on the wall. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Let's discuss that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the Consumer Price Index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on because we're going to pick his brain a lot tonight. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. And Brad, before we get to these very deep discussions, go ahead and tell people what PJI is about and what you can do.
Yeah, well, we at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization defending religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We don't just cherry pick. We're very unique. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We really work hard through our 36 offices all across the country to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to these very important principled issues and rights. If anyone needs assistance or they'd like to sign up to get our e-newsletter, The Legal Insider, or they like to get some of our free resources like, 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Being Taken by Social Workers, or opt-out forms to protect their kids. Just go to our website. It's all without charge. And just go to pji.org, P for Civic, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And also, if they're interested in having one of our attorneys speak to their group, their church, their their club, or they should feel free to go there. They can get information about that as well. I do a lot of speaking at churches and political gatherings, always without charge. And to me, it's a joy and delight to do so.
All right, let's have some fun. We'll try to get through as many of these as I can. The first one, again, we were talking about the young man that wore a shirt that said that there are only two genders, and the school, made him take the shirt off or told him he had to go home. You're optimistic that if it makes it to the Supreme Court, the school is going to get a slap on the wrist, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I think the school is going to lose. And one reason they're going to lose is because of that this Supreme Court really has shown a track record of protecting people against edicts of the government, of efforts of the government to squelch free speech, free expression, especially when it's geared against expression that doesn't meet the majority that the government entity is trying to push. So I think that in the end of the day, this boy will prevail because presumably the school district has allowed other students to wear shirts with expression.
Oh, sure.
They can't just discriminate against him because they don't like the viewpoint. That's not what a free society is. That's not what a public school is about. It's not about indoctrination. It's about education and promoting critical thinking. Oh, well, at least that's what it's supposed to be. So.
Yes. Yes, my optimistic friend. So, all right. Kentucky, they're being faced again with being told that the Ten Commandments have to be removed from the courthouse. Now, and it's the Freedom from Religion people that are doing this again. I mean, they drive around, they see the Ten Commandments, that, like, they go into an epileptic fit and they can't control themselves. But the thing that bothers me the most is, first of all, you've got the Ten Commandments right there in the Supreme Court building. You've got the Ten Commandments all over that are, you know, that our founding fathers, and when they built D.C., are everywhere. References in their writings to it in the whole nine yards. And somehow they didn't realize that they were writing against their own amendments. It's amazing to me. So explain this to me, and do you think that this Supreme Court would have a different take on this?
I do, and one of the major reasons I think we'll have a different take on it is because the past case law that would have squelched the Ten Commandments from being in the courthouse and other places was premised upon the Lemon Test. And the Lemon Test, however, it was very restrictive. It was the liberals used it all the time, or the leftists used it all the time to squelch faith in the marketplace and the public square. Well, the Lemon Test is dead. This Supreme Court last summer killed the Lemon Test once and for all. So now the court has a different standard. Instead of this three-part, you know, scrutiny, trying to, you know, give three different angles to keep out anything that may be religious from the public square, instead the court says, look, is this speech, is it something that the government did for the purpose of furthering a religion? Was that the purpose of it? And the answer here would probably be no. It's instead probably acknowledging the heritage of American law, of Western law, and where our laws come from, which I think is a real important question for society continually to answer. So we understand that our laws, our systems of justice and rights are not arbitrary, but they actually have a deep, deep foundation going all the way back to Jewish law and the Old Testament, and specifically the Ten Commandments. So I think that this Supreme Court, based on that standard, can easily reexamine the case law and rule in favor of it, the Ten Commandments posting in the courthouse, just like they have it at theirs.
Well, again, I hope you're right. I don't really want the Supreme Court deciding these things all the time. I really don't. But it's gotten to the point where we have thrown all this to the side. You heard recently in Hawaii, I'm sure you're up on this one, where Hawaii has decided they don't need to adhere to the Second Amendment. And they, you know, even though SCOTUS came down with that ruling out of New York when it came to the Second Amendment, Hawaii has decided, yeah, you know what, that really doesn't apply to us, and we don't have to. I'm thinking, Scalia said it years ago, I heard him in a forum, and he goes, look, the Constitution is only strong if we adhere to it. When we stop adhering to it, it's nothing more than a piece of paper turning brown.
Right. Yeah. Scalia had that right, and he was one of the greatest jurists in the history, I think, of the Supreme Court. I will say there is one strategy that those who are very intolerant towards any expression or acknowledgement of faith will try to do. They know they will probably lose before the U.S. Supreme Court, and attacking it based on the First Amendment's Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Instead, the approach they're going to take, I would not be surprised if it's not the approach that's being taken possibly in Kentucky.
Don't give them any ideas. All right, but go ahead.
Well, it's going through the state courts, and not the federal, but the state courts, and arguing their argument based on the state constitution. Now, Hawaii, that won't work for Hawaii because they're trying to directly go against a right established by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. If the state constitution says no, you really don't have a right to bear arms. Too bad. The preemption doctrine kicks in. The federal constitution preempts the state constitution. But if the federal constitution says that it's not unconstitutional to do X, Y, and Z, then the state constitution can say, well, for the federal constitution, that's fine. But for our state constitution, you can't do that. Our state constitution is more restrictive. So it just it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Second Amendment, I think Hawaii will lose. Kentucky, if they take this route with the state Supreme Court, they may actually prevail. But it won't be based on the U.S. Constitution. It'll be based on the state constitution. So we'll just have to wait and see how that's actually being played out.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, our freedom of speech and freedom of religious, you know, as it plays out, they're not supposed to keep you from practicing your religious beliefs either, correct?
Oh, correct. And so, like, the boy with the T-shirt, let's talk, you know, as far as the with the statement, you know, there's only two genders.
Yeah.
Bad case. Let's say Massachusetts has a law saying, no, you can't have it say anything, it's unconstitutional, say anything that is, I don't know, whatever, traditional or anti, or not supportive of gay pride. That would not withstand, the boy would still win because he is protected by the Constitution's First Amendment of speech, and that's a right that's proactively recognized that cannot be taken away by a state constitution, preempted by the federal constitution. So,
but wouldn't that also hold of the Second Amendment?
Yes, I believe that same principle holds the Second Amendment. That's why Hawaii would lose, I believe, in the end of the day.
Sorry, making me feel better. My heart's starting to calm down now. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just when the Supreme Court says we're not going to rule X, Y, Z to be unconstitutional, you know, say the display of the Ten Commandments and by the government, but then if you have the state constitution,
well,
Kentucky be interpreted that way.
Yeah,
and that's
we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about the Biden papers. That's what I'm calling it. Anyway, Joe Mazzito, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Brad.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We get great information from him on the law, about the law, and some of the things that some of us are scratching our heads about, saying, how could they possibly do that? So, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
All right. So I got the $64,000, or with inflation, $64 million question for you, and that is, so you saw the report on Joe Biden's illegal taking of the documents out of the White House. I mean, as a senator, even as a vice president, he had no right, no legal right to take those docs out and take them home, leave them in his office or behind his beloved Corvette. So he's been given a pass. Does Trump have legal grounds now to turn around at a hearing or what have you? Even if I don't know, he could probably appeal this all the way up to the Supreme Court. But he's got legal grounds now to say, whoa! How come he didn't get prosecuted for this, but I am, and I was president at the time. I had every right to take these things. Help me understand.
Right. If you have. Let's say you have two different states, two different courts, two different governments, prosecutors. Then they could say, well, look, that's a separate jurisdiction. Yours is just jurisdiction. Yours went that way. That one went the other way, and it had different reasoning, et cetera. What we're talking about here is the federal government, the same Department of Justice, saying to Biden, yeah, we're gonna give you a pass. To Trump, you know, we're gonna go after you. So it's a clear what I would call front to what we term blind justice, equal treatment, equal protection under the law. And you can not only show that it's unequal, but also that it's grotesquely unequal. And you can show that there is, without question, an underlying political purpose to thwart one over another, the highest election, the highest for the highest office in the land. I think that makes some really interesting case law. That could end up going to the Supreme Court. And that would have some definite different nuances that could take and different judges could take. But the American people, I think, would demand at the end of the day potentially that kind of a review by the Supreme Court. But, you know, we still don't know if Trump is going to be, you know, quote-unquote convicted. I don't think he will be. That's my take. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I think what's real important, Joe, though, is what was observed by Alan Dershowitz recently, who's someone who's a liberal, but someone I nonetheless respect in terms of his intellectual integrity.
He openly said he can't stand Trump. He wouldn't vote for Trump. He'd never allow Trump, right? But he said no. In this case, the DOJ is wrong.
Yeah, he has what I call, you know, intellectual integrity. He's not spinning something, and he looks at it just as it is. And he said that the special prosecutor was in error when he said that Biden can't be prosecuted because he doesn't have the mental awareness. He's not there. Well, the real question is not to the extent to which he has good memory recall now. The question is, did he know what he was doing when he did it? That it was illegal. The answer is clearly yes. He's acknowledged that he took those documents and put in his own private possession. These were confidential documents. He acknowledged. He took them, deliberately took them. He had, even the reason he took them was so he could help write his book. So the fact that he's coming and going in his recollection now does not take away from what a prosecution could prove conclusively. What he did and his mental state, his mens rea at the time that he did it, that's really all that's necessary. So I think that Alan Dershowitz was right. He got a free pass, and he shouldn't have gotten one, not if we had fair enforcement of the law. So it really is interesting. You know, who knows, maybe the head of the Department of Defense, or excuse me, Department of Justice said, the special prosecutor, look, just so you know, you need to make sure, you know, you don't let it be prosecuted. Well, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's his way around it. The special prosecutor say, yeah, he was guilty, but let's see. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he doesn't have the mens rea, you know, the mindset. He's too senile. The evidence is clear. He was guilty. And it's a crying shame. We have someone who's running for re-election, the president of the United States. But he can't be prosecuted for his criminal act because he supposedly doesn't have the mindset, the mental sufficiency.
I just love it. I think it's so funny. And they do. The thing that's funny to me is they do it right in your face now. I mean, it's right up front and in your face. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
Yeah. So. And it's a real insult to the American people when you realize how, you know, even the majority of Americans, the clear majority believe that this whole prosecution thing against Trump, that it's done for political reasons, not for justice, but for politics.
Yeah.
As if we're some kind of banana republic. I mean, it really is shocking that in my lifetime I would see such a clear travesty and of our system of justice for the sake of politics, like we're some, you know, Venezuela or Cuba.
They've done away with the Constitution. They've done away with all of that to me. It's just amazing because the reality is, again, I told you, I got sucked in to those Scalia, and he was with Ginsburg in one of them. He was with the different justices. They were just talking about the Constitution as a whole and where it stands. You know, some of them felt, I think it was Breyer, one of them felt that the Constitution was a living, breathing document, changed on a regular basis. Scalia, you know, changed with the times, and Scalia was, hey, you know, it's not a living, breathing document. It's set in stone, and this is why they did it the way they did it. And he laid out some great cases, but he did say his fear was that it would get to the point where people would just simply ignore the Constitution. Even the judges would ignore the Constitution by citing too many other cases when making rulings, right?
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And that's why I'm so grateful that Trump appointed three excellent justices that are not pledged to the left, not pledged to the right, but pledged to the Constitution, the original intent, strict construction. That is exactly the kind of justices that everyone should aspire to have. But those on the left, they don't want that kind of a justice. They want to change America unilaterally without the voice of we the people. And that's the kind of tyranny why we need to take the president very seriously and who they appoint to our courts.
Yeah, you really do have to watch who you vote for. I mean, I was talking with this about somebody else on another show today saying, look, it's come to the point now where people don't even pay attention anymore. They just, oh, it's a D, I'll vote. It's an R, I'll vote. Not good. Doesn't help. It's not going to fix anything. It's going to make things worse. So keep complaining and don't vote properly and watch what happens. You know, I haven't got much. I'm stuck. I'm so irritated about the two forms, any way you cut it, the two forms of justice in this country. And now it's up in your face with it. It's not even, they don't even try to hide it. They don't even try to do word salad with it or anything, just like abortion, you know. It used to be they thought that it was a blob of cells. It's just a blob of cells. What do you get all worked up for? It's just a blob of cells. Now, they'll come out and tell you, it's a baby, but it's a mother's choice. Period.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
And people need to realize this tyranny can affect them. Someone runs for a school board, they shouldn't have to fear the local county district attorney finding a pretext to bring criminal charges against them to thwart their campaign. We should not have that in the United States, but this is the procedural tactics and protocol with lawfare that we see being laid out, and it's got to come to a halt, and we've got to make sure it's not successful. And I think at the end of the day, truth and true equal protection of the law will win.
Well, you're only got about a minute left, and you're seeing more and more of these states coming up and saying, not allowing people to run for office under certain conditions. And, you know, I think Oregon, that decided that 11 current elected officials cannot rerun for office because they skipped out on they refused to come in on a couple of votes. You've got some states are trying to keep their legislators out or from rerunning because they supported Trump, you know, and won't say that, you know, January 6th was an insurrection.
Right.
This is going to make the Supreme Court eventually, right?
Yeah, you're right. But they are trying to keep politicians from running for re-election because they supported the expression and those who came to the Capitol to protest against fraud, election fraud on January 6th and said, oh, well, they're a conspirator somehow with insurrection. It is insane. But it's being attempted by district attorneys and others, Department of Justice. It's shocking, but I think that shock is hitting most Americans, and I think we'll see a good response to this.
We're almost done here. Okay, listen, we'll have you back next week as usual. Joe Bacini, your host, PJI.org. PJI.org. We'll be back.